الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا أزلنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى فتقبل منا فإنك خير المتقبلين آمين يا رب العالمين Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight we are proceeding with the 24th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. As I have told you more than one time, the Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the biggest and the greatest surah of the Quran, is divisible into two parts. First part comprising of 18 sections or 152 ayat, in which the main address was to the Bani Israel, to the former Muslim Ummah. The second part that started from the 19th section, and this will go on till the end of the surah. In this part, only a very brief reference was in the 19th section to the Jews, and then in the 20th section there was some reference to the pagan Arabs, to the idolaters of Arabia. Rest of the whole surah is addressed now towards the Muslim Ummah. And there are four threads of subjects or topics which are interwoven. That is why we feel they are broken, but they are not broken. Actually, the threads are continuous. The four threads are two concerning the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here we'll find that the blueprint of the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the divine law of Islam, that is prepared in this part of the surah. But the Sharia contains two parts. Firstly, ibadat, modes of worship. We'll find a brief reference to prayers, salah. Then the detailed discussion about form we have studied last night. Today we are going to study very detailed discussion about Hajj and its rites and rituals. The second is muamalat, the social affairs of the community. A few references have already come regarding the law of equitable retribution in cases of murder, regarding inheritance, the preliminary instruction about inheritance, and so on. But now you will see in the sections that we will be studying today, repeatedly, the ayat will start, Yasalunak, Yasalunak. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you. They are asking you about the orphans. They are asking you about wine. They are asking you about gambling. Asking you about the menstruation, the period of women, etc., etc. Because, you know, it was a society of the Muslims, their own society. And now all the rules and regulations are being given. And there was an urge in the people themselves to know what we should do. So it's question after question and we shall be getting the answers. The other two strands or threads of the topics, they are the two aspects of jihad fi sabilillah. And here we find that the jihad now has converted into qital. For 12 long years at Makkah it was jihad. It was not an armed conflict. It was jihad with Quran. Jahidhum bihi, jihad and kabira. But now this jihad has turned into qital, going to war for the cause of Allah, fighting the kuffar who were obstructing the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So qital fi sabilillah. And for qital you always need funds, money. Because for the armor also and all the other needs for going to war, you need money. So infaq fi sabilillah. These two strands, qital fi sabilillah, infaq fi sabilillah. And these four strands are wound round each other or interwoven, and we shall find that one subject is discussed, then the second one, then the third one, then the fourth one, and so on. So they seem to be interrupted, but actually they are continuous. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَحِلَّةِ. Here, the same question. They are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the new moons. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِتُ لِلَّهِ. Tell them, they are for reckoning the periods of time for the people. This is the calendar, the natural calendar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to whole of humanity. Citing the moon, you can see whether half of the month has passed or the third of the month has passed. So it is actually the natural calendar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. And especially because Hajj was the most important phenomenon in Arabia. And it was performed in definite months on definite dates. So this importance of the calendar was mostly for Hajj. وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَعْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. And this is no charity, this is no virtue, that you enter your houses from the back. It was a wrong practice of the Arabs of Makkah, that once they took to Ihram for Hajj, and they came out of their houses. Now if there was some need to go back, they thought that we can't now enter our homes from the front doors. So they used to climb the behind walls and then jump into the houses. Because we are now in Ihram, we can't enter our houses. So this was actually their own self-made ideas. So Quran is telling it has no basis. It's no virtue that you come to your houses from their backs. The real virtue, the real charity of the person who has real taqwa, who is really pious, who is really God-fearing, who really wants to save him from all evil. Watul buyuta min abwabiha. No harm if you have taken to Ihram, but if there is need to return to your homes, you can enter your home through the front doors. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But have taqwa of Allah, have regard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can prosper. And now with the just mention in one ayah, we find the discussion of qital fi sabilillah. What's the logical relationship? Hajj could be performed only at Makkah. And Makkah was under the control of the non-believers, the mushrikeen, the kuffar. So it had to be liberated. And for getting Makkah liberated from the clutches of the kuffar, Muslims had to go to war. There's no other way, no alternative. No possible method. That is why just mentioning Hajj, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switches towards qital fi sabilillah, and then you know detailed discussion about Hajj will follow. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. And go to war. Fight those in the cause of Allah who are fighting you. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. But don't transgress the limits. The limits of decency, the limits of morality that must be kept. There are laws in Islam. You are not free to do whatever you like to do against your enemy. You can't kill the old people, the sick people, the women. You can't burn trees. You can't burn the fields, the harvest, no. So you have to observe the rules and regulations based on moral law. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. This is the first ayah mentioning and so to say prescribing qital fi sabilillah to the Muslims. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. But don't transgress the limits. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Verily Allah doesn't like those who transgress the limits. وَقْتِلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. Kill them wherever you find them. These are very strong words. Because actually, they had done all persecution to the Muslims for at least 8 years. They had turned out from Mecca. They had to leave their homes and house. They had to leave their families at the mercy of the wolves of Mecca. So actually, now the Muslims had every moral right to retaliate. Up till that time, they were solved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to retaliate. That's a different issue. It's the wisdom of the revolutionary process of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now that phase has started, so don't hesitate in killing. This is necessary. Just as a surgeon, he cuts off the arm or the leg of a person because it has become venomous. If you don't cut it off, maybe the whole body goes. So here actually, وَاَقْتَلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ تَقِفْتُمُهُمْ. Kill them wherever you find them. وَاَقْرَجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَقْرَجُوكُمْ. And turn them out from where they have turned you out. Didn't turn you out from Mecca, you turn them out from Mecca. وَالْفِتْنَةُ وَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And fitna is worse than qatl. Why is it being said? Because there are some people, and there were some people, and there will always be some people, good-natured or weak in personality, who say it's no good going to war, it's, you know, shedding blood is no good. We should refrain as much as we can. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, go. But fitna ko ashadda min al qatl. Fitna is worse than qatl, worse than killing or murdering. What is fitna? Fitna primarily means persecution. Because the kuffar had been persecuting the Muslims, they had been beating them. So actually now, they deserve it. Number two, every condition in which a mu'min, if he is placed in that environment, he feels difficulty to practice Islam, it is fitna. The whole system, political, social, economic system, which is not based on Islam, which is not under the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is fitna, it is fatah, it is rebellion against him. So, wal fitna tu ashadu min al qatl. Wala tuqatiluhum min al masjid al haram. But don't go to fight against them near the sacred mosque. You have to keep the sanctity of the Baytullah. Hatta yuqatilukum fi. Till that time that they go to war against you near that mosque. If they themselves injure the sanctity, now then, you are also free to retaliate. فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ. If they fight against you near the sacred mosque, فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ. Then kill them there also. كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Such is the reward for these kuffar, for these unbelievers, for these who are opposing the deen of Allah and the messenger of Allah and his mission. فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا. Then if they change their attitude, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That is, they also submit. Submit before Allah, submit before His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So Allah is forgiving and merciful. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. Now when this phase of your struggle has started, continue this war. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. Till such time that all persecution ends. And what is the second meaning of fitna which I told you that is clear from this ayah? وَيَكُولَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ. What is the ending of this fitna? That the deen should become for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole system of life should come under the deen of Allah. Under the supremacy of the divine law. That is the fitna. Unless the whole social system is under the supremacy of divine law. It is under the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real sovereign of this universe. In such time, although there might be apparent peace, it's fitna, it is fasad. It is rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the duty of the faithful who really believe in Allah, who really believe in Sharia, that to establish the deen of Allah and to impose the rules and regulations of the deen of Allah, they have to go to war and they have to continue their battle, their war, till that fitna is finished and till the whole system comes under divine law. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. And then if they desist, if they give up this opposition to the deen of Allah, then there should be no aggression except against the unjust, against the evildoers, against the criminals. But when they give up and they surrender, that there should be no transgression against them. Ashharul Haram or Bisharul Haram. The sacred month is for the sacred month. If they have injured the sanctity of the sacred month, just as the sacred mosque, if they go to war against you in the sacred month, then you can also go to war against them. If they have violated the sanctity of the sacred month, well, nothing will stop you. You have to retaliate. Ashharul Haram or Bisharul Haram. Wal Hurumat wa Qisas. There should be equitable retaliation in all such sacred matters. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. If somebody is committing aggression against you, you also be aggressive against them. Just in the manner in which they were aggressive upon you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. But during all this process, never forget Allah. Have His taqwa within your heart. You must always think that He is seeing you. And you are responsible. You don't break any divine law. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And you must know, keep it in mind always, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only with the muttaqeen. That is His help. That will be only if you have taqwa. If you don't have taqwa, you can't pray for His help. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Even during war, as I told you are not free to do whatever you like. No. The moral law has to be kept in mind. All the divine injunctions regarding war and battle, they have also been kept in mind. Now the second strand of jihad fi sabilillah, here it is mentioned in only one ayah, and then you will find gradually. And in the end of this surah, there are two sections, which are devoted to this. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُقَةِ. For this battle, for this going to war, you need money, you need funds. You need arms, and arms need money. So along with your own life and your bodies, you have to contribute your wealth. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And expend in the cause of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُقَةِ. And don't throw yourself with your own hands in disaster and ruination. If you are behaving miserly with the deen of Allah, what is it? You are actually throwing yourself in the fire of hell. So don't throw yourself to the ruination and disaster of the fire of hell. If you don't pay, if you don't contribute, if you don't spend for the cause of Allah, actually you are throwing yourself as if in the fire of hell. وَأَحْسِنُوا and do good. Your Islam should be a beautiful Islam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good deeds. Now again, this was an interpolation. The subject of Hajj had started, but you know, in between these injunctions regarding going to war, very important. And now all the instructions about the rites and rituals of Hajj, they are coming. وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. And complete all the rites and rituals of Hajj and Umrah for Allah. Because one goes for Hajj and one goes for Umrah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of His prayer. Once you have taken to Ihram, once you have made the intention, now you have to complete all the rituals. فَإِنْ مُحْسِدْتُمْ. If you are obstructed, if you are prevented, somebody in the way stops you, you can't go to the Makkah Mukarramah. فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. Then whatever sacrifice you can offer, you offer there and then, which you had to offer at Mecca. But because you have been obstructed in the way, here you know, you can offer the sacrifice. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْحَجُّ مَحِلَّهُ. And don't shave your head unless that sacrifice has reached its place. You have to send that sacrifice towards Mecca and wait till such time that you think that the sacrifice now could have reached Mecca. That's the place of that sacrifice. Now you can shave your head, that is, now you can finish your ihram. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ. And then whosoever amongst you is ill or sick, and there is some ailment in his head that needs shaving, فَفِدْيَةٌ مِنْ صِيَامٍ. So you have to do the redemption. That redemption can be done through keeping fast, or sadaqatin, giving alms, or worship, or another sacrifice. That is called dhamma jinaya. Because you are contravening the law, here you have to present a sacrifice additional. فَإِذَا أَمِنْكُمْ And if you are in peace, now you have reached Makkah, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِذَا الْحَجِ So whosoever avails with performing Umrah before Hajj, فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِ He should also again present an additional sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is according to Imam Abu Hanifa, this is Dhamma Shukr. Because before Islam, in one journey, only either Hajj could be performed or Umrah. Not both. But in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easier for the Muslim Ummah. If you are performing one journey, but first you go and do Umrah, then you open your ihram. Or you can continue it also, that is Hajj al-Qiran. And if you have opened your ihram, now you are staying at Makkah as a normal citizen, then it is called Hajj al-Tamattu. So this additional ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, that in one journey you can perform Umrah as well as Hajj, for that you have to present a sacrifice. فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ But there can be someone who cannot afford to pay for the sacrifice, can't purchase the goat or the sheep. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ Who doesn't find? فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِ Here again there is fidya, that is redemption. And that redemption is 3 days fasting during the Hajj. وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ And 7 more when you go back to your houses, your homes. تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ 10 days fasting would take the place of that hadith, of that sacrifice. Asharatun kaabila. Zalika liman lam yakun ahluhu hadirin masjid al-haram. And this is only for those people whose families are not settled near the sacred mosque, whom we call afaqi, who go from outside world to perform hajj. But there, you know, people who are living at Makkah, they need not give this additional sacrifice. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Have regard for Allah. Have fear of Allah. وَعَلَمُوا And keep it in mind. أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَلِيدُ الْعِقَابِ That Allah is very severe in punishment. Don't contravene these laws. These laws are to be obeyed. الْحَجُّ أَشْهُرٌ مَعْلُومَاتٌ The months in which Hajj can be performed are very well known. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ So whosoever has made a firm intention that he is to perform Hajj, he should know فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ That during this period, when one is in ihram, there can be no sexual indulgence, there should be no obscenity in speech, there should be no fighting, quarreling or arguing with each other. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ Instead of these things, you have to do good. And whatever good you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know it. It will not go in vain. It will be in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will reward you. But tazawwadu and have the provision with you. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى And the best provision is taqwa. You have all the money with you to spend there, but there is no taqwa. To what avail? You get nothing out of it then. So you must have taqwa. The first thing, the foremost thing is taqwa. But in addition to that, why you must have the money to spend there? You shouldn't go and beg there. Because if you don't have the money, then Hajj is not first, not obligatory upon you. You should have your own expenditure with you. Don't go and beg there. But tazawwadu, you must have the provisions with you. So in the khair azad is taqwa. And of all the provisions, the best is taqwa. That is the must. That should be the foremost. But tahuni ya ulil albab. O people of understanding, Have my taqwa. That is the last warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاهُمْ أَنْ تَبْتَقُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ There will be no sin upon you if you want to get the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But does it mean if you are going for Hajj and you take some merchandise with you, you sell it there, you earn some money, some profit. It's not haram. It's not forbidden. You can do it. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاهُمْ أَنْ تَبْتَقُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ And when you return from Arafat, فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام. Then make ذكر of Allah. Remember Allah in the Mashar al-Haram, that is Muzdalifah. I can't go into detail. When we return on the 9th of Dhul-Hijj, that is the Yawm al-Arafah. Then in the evening they return. And the night is passed as Muzdalifah. And they reach Mina back at the morning of the 10th. That is Muzdalifah, Mashar al-Haram. وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has taught you. Not on your own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you how to offer prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His messenger has taught you the method of zikr. Waskurullah kama hadakum. Don't invent yourself new methods of zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given you the guidance how to remember Him. Wa in kuntum min qablihi la min al-dhalin. Verily, before this time you were from those people who have gone astray. You had just forgotten the real spirit of Hajj. Before Islam, the Hajj was continuing, but the spirit of Hajj was no more there. ثُمَّ أَفِيدُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادَ النَّاسِ. Then you should return from where the other people returned. Because the Quraysh, they had made it a separate thing for themselves. That only the other people should go to Arafat. They kept staying at Mina. All the 5 days of Hajj, they were at Mina. They didn't go to Arafat. It's very hard going to Arafat, coming back from Arafat. So one day journey is very hard. They said, it is for other people who come from outside. We are the custodians of Kaaba. We need not go outside Haram. So they remain at Mina. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادَ النَّاسُ. You have also to return from the same place. From there, the other people return. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. And ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For your mistake, for your misdeed, that you had concocted yourself. Some ideas. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. And when you have completed all your rituals, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ. Now 2 or 3 days stay at Mina. That is for zikr of Allah. And here now, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Now remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ وَأَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. As you used to remember your forefathers. Rather more strongly, you should make the zikr of Allah, not the forefathers. They have gone back. They have passed. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. It was the practice of the Quraysh that they used to praise their forefathers. But here the praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you don't praise your forefathers, you praise Allah. Make zikr of Allah. فَقُلْ اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاكُمْ وَأَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Very important. There are among the people who say, even in Hajj, they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, give us everything in this world. All their prayers are concerning this world. Give us wealth, give us money, give us sons, give us this thing, give us that thing, all of this world. Even at Hajj, they are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only regarding this life and this world. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. For such a person, there will be no share in the hereafter. Because all his intentions, they are concerned with this world, and he is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the goods of this life and this world also. So in Akhira, in the hereafter, there will be no reward, no share. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. And from among there are those people also who say, O Lord, O our Lord, give us the goods of this world also and the good of the Akhirah, of the hereafter also. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ اللَّهِ and save us from the punishment of fire. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. They are the people for whom there will be share from which they have earned. They will be able to partake from their earnings. Why part? Why not the whole? Because it will depend upon the sincerity. If a person is 100% sincere in his good deeds, then he will get the 100% reward. But if his sincerity is somewhat polluted, then the reward also will be diminished. If he is really praying and he has the intention of having good of Akhirah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them some share of their earnings. Wallahu sariul hisab, and Allah is very swift in reckoning. Waskurullah fi ayami ma'dudat. Now note the same word, ayami ma'dudat, which appears concerning the psalm. Here ayami ma'dudat again appears, and it is for 2 days or 3 days. Waskurullah fi ayami ma'dudat, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during those numbered days, that is the stay at Mina. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ Whosoever returns early, after only 2 days, فَلَا إِشْمَالَ There is no sin on him. He is not to blame. وَمَنْ تَعَفَّرَ Who delays for 1 day, فَلَا إِشْمَالَ There is no sin on him also. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى Provided they have taqwa. Otherwise you might be staying for a month over there. But if there is no taqwa, to what avail, to what use? Nothing. So if you have taqwa, if you have stayed for 2 days, it's okay. If you have stayed for 3 days, okay. But if you don't have taqwa, you might have stayed there for a month of no avail. But taqullaha wa'alamu annakum ilayhi tuhsharun. And have regard for Allah. Fear Him. Fear that you will have to explain everything to Him on the day of judgment. Wa'alamu. And keep it in mind. Annakum ilayhi tuhsharun. You will be gathered before him. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And there are from among the people such persons whose talk, whose speech pleases you very much, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in life of this world. Some people are very worldly wise, very talkative. They can assure you of their sincerity. But actually they have a different character. Within them there is something else. This character is now being discussed. And this is actually the character of the munafiqeen. And the person here actually, that is in the background, is Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of the munafiqeen. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَشْهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ And he repeatedly calls on Allah to witness on whatever is in his heart. By God, I am sincere. My God, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I am saying out of sincerity. وَهُوَ عَلَى الدُّلْخِسَامِ While in reality, he is the most stubborn, quarreling person. And he is most quarreling of the opponents, of the enemies. عَلَى الدُّلْخِسَامِ وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى It can be translated in 2 ways. When he turns his back, goes away from you, after talking, Or it means also tawalla, walaya. If he gets power, then what he does? Saafil ardi yusalla fiha. Now he goes and struggles to have mischief in the world, on this earth. Vayuhlikal harsa wal nasl. And he wants to destroy the tillage, the crops, and the cattle. Wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. Allah doesn't like corruption and mischief. Vaidha qila lahu taqillah. And when it is said to him, have fear of Allah, mend your ways, what are you doing? You shouldn't do it like that. When you go to the Prophet, you are so sweet, you are time and again calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness. And now what are you doing? When you are not in his presence, your attitude is absolutely opposite. How come? You must have some fear of Allah. You must mend your ways. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِسْمِ His false sense of respect and honor, it makes him stick to his sin. How can he admit that I did something wrong? I can't admit. My honor, my self-respect doesn't allow me. I cannot go and accept the guilt that I have done this. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ So, for him, Jahannam is sufficient. And that is a very bad resting place. On the contrary, I told you in the Quran, this is general practice, simultaneous contrast. When we have discussed one character of munafiqeen, now the character of the mu'mineen, the saliheen, the true mu'min. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ اتِّغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ And from the same people, there are those also who sell themselves Sell their lives. Sell their money. What does it mean? They give their lives. They give their money. Ittiqa marzati Allah. What for? To get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ready to sacrifice everything. وَاللَّهُ رَوْفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very gracious with his bondmen, with his servants. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O you who profess to believe, enter Islam. And what is Islam? Submission to Allah. But enter in this totally, not partially, kaffatan, as a whole, your whole personality, your whole life should be in the form of submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only a part of it. Praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bowing before him in ruku and sujood. But when you go out from the mosque, you are contravening the laws of Sharia. Now you just forget that riba is haram, interest is haram. Get anything and mortgage. Just sign a text, sign a form, and that is that. And there you just forget what is halal and what is haram. So this is not entering Islam totally. It's only partial. And yesterday we read that ayah. أَفَتُوْمِلُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you accept a part of our scripture and law and sharia and reject the other part? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There can be no punishment for those who take to this attitude except that they should be put to extreme humiliation in this world, in this life. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment they should be thrown in the worst punishment. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter Islam. But totally. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Verily, he is a clear enemy to you. فَإِنْ ضَلَلْتُمْ. And if you slip, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ. After all these clear teachings having come to you, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Now keep in mind, Allah has all the authority, almighty, and He is the wise. If before coming of this Quran, you were doing something wrong, there could be some excuse. After all these things have been revealed to you, after this Mu'ayyidah has come to you, after this guidance has been revealed to you, now if you miss from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the path of the Sharia, then you will be brought to the book that Allah is Almighty. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ. What are they waiting for? There is a weakness with many of the human beings. They go on postponing. I shall become good after some days. Let me do this and let me do this. Then I will adopt the full Sharia. Before that, I have these duties to perform. So he goes on postponing Islam. His actual practice of Islam, he goes on postponing. And maybe the death overtakes him. What will happen? هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ. What for they are waiting? إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ. Are they waiting for that day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in the shadows of the clouds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend on earth. We don't know how, but He will. وَجَا رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. There will be a descent. إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. Angels will also come. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. And all the matters will be decided and settled forever. What does it mean? Final judgment. There will be no possibility of any apologies. There will be no possibility of going back, returning to the world, of repenting, of mending the ways. Then actually everything will be decided for good. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. And towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be returned all the matters. سَلْبَرِ إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ. Ask the children of Israel, how many clear signs we gave to them. They saw miracles after miracles, miracle after miracle. وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whosoever changes the blessings of Allah after they have come to him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very serious in punishment of. In one ayah actually is the reference to the first part of the surah. What have they been doing? With the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zulkina lil-lazina kafaru al-hayat al-dunya. This life of this world has been made very attractive and beautiful for the kuffar. They love it. This life has its shine, its grandeur, its attraction. Zulkina lil-lazina kafaru al-hayat al-dunya wa yaskharuna min al-lazina amanu. And they mock at the Muslims, at the moments. Look to these people. They think, or he thinks, there will be another world. And he will have all the bounty of Allah in that world. He is living in the hope of the other world. While we have all the amenities, all the luxuries. We are enjoying everything here in this world. So they mock at them. Yes, خَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ عَمَلُوا وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And those who have taqwa, they will be above them on the day of judgment. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah will give to whomsoever He will please, without reckoning, without any limits. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Now it's a very important issue. Why there are different religions, different communities? What's the philosophy behind it? This ayah is also one of the most important ayat of this surah. And I have given it the name Ayatul Ikhtilaf. How differences in religion build. So it's the philosophy of history of Quran. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. All the people to begin with were one community. All progeny of Adam, they were all one community. They were on Tawheed, on Islam. They were not in darkness. They were in the light of Tawheed. Because the first man was also the first Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first prophet. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Now after that what happened? There were differences among the people. After Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, people divided. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشَّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. So after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised and sent the prophets who were mubashirin and munzirin both. They were mubashirin, givers of the glad tidings, bringing the glad tidings to those who took to the right path. Mubashirin and warning those who took to the wrong path. وَأَنْزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. And He sent down with them the book with the truth. لَيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. To judge between the people in all matters in which they had differed. وَمَخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. And people who differed among themselves didn't differ except after the clear signs had come to them. They had the clear knowledge, they had the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was not by mistake. The real cause was بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, seeking domination over each other. This domination, Adler's view of psychology, the urge to dominate, this is the real cause of differences which appear in religion. فَهَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided to those who believed to the right path in all the matters in which there was differences. بِإِذْنِهِ, with His permission. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And it is for Allah that He guides to whomsoever He pleases towards the right path. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Now again you'll find the description and the discussion about going to war for the cause of Allah. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Did you think that you will enter Jannah, paradise? وَلَمَّا يَعْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Although those trials and tests and tribulations have not happened up till now, which came to those people who were before you. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ. Affliction and distress touched them. وَهُنْزَلُوا. And they were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. So that the prophet of the time and his companions who were with him, people who believed, they cried out, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When the help of Allah will come. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Then the glad tidings was given to them that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not far away. It's nigh. It's very near. So don't shirk and don't avoid going to war for the cause of Allah. يَسَلُونَكَ مَعْذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. Now get in fact. And they are asking you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should we spend? And where should we spend? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Tell them, whatever you spend from your money, your wealth, فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ. So first, they should be spent on your parents. وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Then your relatives. كَتَنْكِمْ وَالْيَتَامَى. The orphans. والمساكين and the poor and the needy, وابن السبيل and the travelers. وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. Whatever good deed you will do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be knowing it. It will be in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم. Now going to war has been made mandatory and obligatory upon you. كتب. Just as كتب عليكم الصيام. Fasting has been made mandatory on you. Now it is that stage of the revolutionary struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when this war has been made mandatory. Kutiba alaykum al-qital. It has been prescribed, it has been made imperative upon you to go to war. Wa huwa kurhun lakum. And it is abhorrent to you. Wa asan takrahu shayyan wa huwa khairun lakum. That is just possible. That you are abhorring something, you don't like something. And it is really good for you. وَعَسَانْ تُحِبُّ شَيْرٍ. On the contrary, this is also possible. That you like something, you love something. وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Although in reality, it's not good for you. It's injurious for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows that you don't know. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. They're asking you also about the sacred month. About going to war during that month. قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ قَلِيرٌ. Tell them, going to war in a sacred month is a grievous sin. But, وَصَدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. But preventing people from the cause of Allah, from the way of Allah, وَكُفْرٍ بِهِ. And making kufr, and disbelieving him, وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And preventing people from going and visiting and pilgrimage to the Masjid al-Haram, by إخراج أهله منه, and expelling the people of Makkah from it, أكبر عند الله. That is a bigger sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. The same wording, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ, we read before. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Fitna, persecution, and the unjust social order. If the social system is not under divine rule, that is much worse than killing. وَلَا يَذَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ فِي. And your enemies, these kuffar, will continue fighting against you during this sacred month. حَتَّى يَرَدُّوكُمْ. Till they take you back from your deen, in istita'u, if they can. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. And listen, whosoever amongst you goes back from his deen, if under this pressure of the enemies of Islam, he gives up Islam and goes back to that deen of their forefathers, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَيَمُتْ. And if he dies in that condition, وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Such are the people who all deeds will go in vain, will be destroyed in this world as well as in the akhirah, in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they are the people of fire, and they will remain in that forever, forever. And now again the contrast. Some people only mention, if there is a mention of such people, we don't have any example really that somebody went back from Islam to Kufr, to Irtidad. But theoretically, because it could be possible, it was discussed here. And on the contrary, the simultaneous contrast, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. On the other hand, those people who believed, who had the real faith, and then they made the hijrah, they migrated at the orders of the Prophet ﷺ from Makkah to Medina, وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they fought for the cause of Allah. They made jihad for the cause of Allah. Ulaika yarjuna rahmatullah. They are the people who are hoping, they are the candidates for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are hoping the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ghafurur raheem. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Yasalunaka anil khamri wal maisar. They are asking you, O Prophet, now again social problems. They are asking you about wine and gambling. Qul fihima ithmun kabeer. Tell them, in both of them there is a grievous sin. Wa manafi'u linnas. But there are some benefits also for the people. Wa ismuhuma akbaru min nafrihima. But the sin of both of these is greater than the benefits in both of these. That's all. Here, only this much. This was the first instruction about these two things. The final instructions, they will come in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَيَسَلُونَكَ مَعْدَى يُنْفِقُونَ. And they are asking you, what should they spend? قُلِ الْعَفْضِ. Tell them, whatever is surplus, whatever with you is more than your needs, give it away. Give it for the cause of Allah. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His signs, His teachings clear so that you ponder over them. Fi dunya wal akhirah. In this world also or in the hereafter also. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى. And they are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the orphans. قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. Tell to work honestly in their property, to benefit them, is good. وَإِنْ تُحَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. And if you intermix your properties and business with theirs, they are your brothers. وَإِنْ تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ الْعَالَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِحِ. And Allah very well knows the person who is making mischief, mischief monger, from that person who actually wants to have good deed about the orphans. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَعَذَبَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ رَحِيمٌ. He would have been hard upon you if Allah willed so. Surely Allah is mighty and wise. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikril hakim.